services might be deepened, refined, expanded from a place of more stability in the heart and mind. So we often, you know, go through these heart qualities in a particular order, and I think it's so fun to mix it up and to visit them from different angles and in different sequences, so that we start to feel the interwoven quality of these different heart qualities and to see how they inform one another. So there's no one way, no right way. It's all in the spirit of curiosity and discovery. So we'll begin with a practice as we do. And I invite you to nest in whatever way would be deeply nourishing for your body and your mind and your spirit, right here, right now. So for some of you, if your eyes need a break, they may close, or you energetically might need to enhance that resting of the eyes by turning your camera off. And letting yourself begin to inhabit the body. The body is always with us, and we so often let the mind drive the bus. The mind drags the body around from place to place. The mind has us leaning into the future quite often, and our practice offers a precious opportunity to slow down, to settle, to let the body lead. And this is where sometimes that softening of the gaze or closing the eyes is a helpful initial support to inhabiting the body more fully. Visual input tends to activate the mind. And so this initial simplification allows us to open the spectrum of knowing the moment, of knowing the body more kinesthetically. Perhaps feeling the weight, the mass of the body, the heaviness. Experienced in the points of contact where feet rest on the earth, or the body rests on the chair or the cushion or the floor. Allowing the body to be received and to receive support. As a way for any unnecessary efforting that might be happening in the body to begin to fall away, allowing muscles to soften and settle. Letting the warm awareness of your attention wash through the body, lingering in any places that might be reservoirs of tension or tightness. Inviting a releasing and a relaxing in the muscles of the body. Slackening through the jaw. Melting through the shoulders. Softening through the hands, letting the belly expand and release. Letting the legs settle and rest. And as you settle into the body, there sometimes becomes awareness of a heightening of the other senses as vision becomes quiet and sensations are known. Sometimes we clue into hearing. There might be sounds that come and go. Sounds that the mind wants to know what they are, and you can just notice their presence, their absence, They're arising and passing. Sometimes there's even a subtle sense of smell or taste as you're practicing. The echo of something you ate or drank earlier today. Or scent in the environment. So as we settle, the fullness of the moment might present itself to us. And you might in moments widen the circle of your awareness to welcome in whatever's here. Whether it be pleasant or unpleasant. Or neither, that more neutral flavor that often escapes our direct perception. And then gently collecting your awareness to a more focused place. Letting awareness come to land with a felt sense of the breath. Wherever the breath might be most alive for you. Perhaps that felt sense of air entering and leaving the nostrils. Or the expansion and release of the rib cage. The rise and fall of the belly. Gifting your attention a place to settle, resting with the felt sense of the breath as it washes through you. And as the body settles, and as the attention settles, resting in this moment, resting with this breath right here, perhaps the mind settles. Maybe significantly, or maybe slightly, can feel a little bit like turning the volume down on the mind. And even a tiny shift can make a difference in how the energy of the mind reverberates through our being. from this place of being more settled, even slightly more settled in body and mind, we have the option of choosing where to place our attention. What to focus on. And it's possible to engage in the exploration and the cultivation of qualities of heart and mind. So I invite you to perhaps reflect on something good that's been happening or has happened recently in your life. It might be something significant, good news, a new job, a grandchild being born, or it might be something more ordinary, a sweet conversation with a friend. Reading a book or an article that opened your mind or expanded your understanding of the world. A moment of being kind to someone else or receiving kindness that just brought a buoyancy to your heart. Or maybe a moment of beauty. Geese flying through the sky, or the way the light catches the frost on the window pane. So perhaps touching into a moment that evokes appreciation or gratitude, delight, contentment, maybe even joy. As you touch into this moment, or if it's possible to access a moment like this, exploring what's experienced in your body as this moment comes into awareness. And as you contemplate this moment of goodness, you might also notice an awareness of difficulties that might also be present in your life. Sometimes when we tune in to the good, almost in our peripheral vision, we catch a glimpse of some of the challenges, the places that break our heart rather than open our heart or delight our heart. So if that happens for you, just noticing that there might be an awareness of both. Some flavor of joy and some flavor of sorrow. And just noticing what it's like in the body to have an awareness that these two flavors of experience coexist, perhaps even in a moment. Feeling what it's like for the heart, the mind that rests on the steadiness of the body. What it's like to open to the complexity of experiencing both difficulty and delight. Contentment and challenge. In your own experience, not needing to create that dialectic, but being open to noticing it, to experiencing it, if it happens to present itself. And you might let the circle of your awareness widen outwards, maybe to one particular person that you know, a friend, a family member, a neighbor. Who's had something good happen for them in recent days or weeks? Maybe somebody had a birthday or had a nice Valentine's Day. Maybe a child or grandchild just learned how to do something new. Or maybe it's the joy that your cat or dog or the birds at your bird feeder experience when playing or snacking. So just touching into a moment of delight in another being's life. Noticing how it feels in the body to open your awareness to noticing, to knowing that happiness or delight or joy exists in this other person's or being's life. And even as you sense the goodness in their world or in their life, here too there might be an awareness that there's pain or loss or struggle in this individual's life as well. And you might just notice how it is to take a few moments to feel, to appreciate that joy and sorrow live side by side as neighbors in each and every life. Both and. As we come into the final minutes of our practice, you might allow your heart to open and expand even further, to consider the lived experience of all beings that know a measure of heartbreak and happiness. And knowing this reality in the experience of being human, perhaps there's a wish that bubbles up for all beings to know a measure of balance in their well-being, that all beings may be supported and soothed in those moments of suffering, and nourish and sustained by those moments of sweetness. May all beings know well-being amidst the complexities of being human. May it be so. A slightly deeper breath, maybe breathing gentle movement into fingers and toes, maybe gifting the body a gentle stretch as you gradually release our practice. Perhaps opening the eyes, or opening your awareness back out into this space where we're gathered. So I want to just double check about the present moment sound quality. Is it okay? Okay. I know there was probably a little bit of, or maybe a lot of background noise at certain points. I know some of you wrote about that. And there's this funny thing that my furnace will kick on, and it's a very subtle sound here in my environment. And for whatever reason, it's greatly magnified on the computer, whether I have a headset or not. And I typically turn my furnace off before I teach, and I forgot to do that today. So it gave you something to practice with, perhaps, at some point. And it was cold this morning, so I didn't even think about turning the furnace off. So I want to speak today briefly about practicing with joy. One of the Brahma Viharas, you know, we often go through the list in the order of kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity. And we paused for many weeks in this terrain of equanimity, of cultivating a balanced heart. And it's often said that, you know, equanimity is often the culmination of a lot of the other heart practices, but it's also the foundation of the other heart practices as well. It's the energy that keeps the other qualities from overwhelming us. You know, so in the case of joy, sometimes there can be an agitation in the expansiveness of the heart. The near enemy of joy is sometimes described as giddiness, kind of a flighty, even agitated, you know, excitement. Not necessarily a bad thing, but there's a stability to joy in many of its manifestations that arises out of equanimity. And it can have expression in different flavors. Sometimes joy feels inaccessible. You know, many of us in the midst of the pandemic hear the word joy and literally it's off the screen, right? It's like, I can't touch joy right now. What are you talking about? And joy can sometimes be viewed as a placeholder for any of those sweet, often more subtle flavors of contentment, appreciation, happiness, delight. And they're often moments, just like sparkles, little sparkles of brightness in a gray day. You know, it might be the sweetness of a cat sitting in your lap. So, you know, I had this moment of joy when this little furry being crawled up and curled up to take a nap with me. It might be, you know, the satisfaction of a cup of chai on a cold day. And not so much the chai itself, but embedded in the experience of drinking a cup of chai might be the appreciation of warmth and the capacity to sense warmth. It might be, if you were really tuned in, a gratitude for the ways that the body works, that this body has the capacity to swallow and digest. You know, these are all qualities that at some point fade and disappear. You know, I used to meditate on that quite a bit when my grandfather was still alive. He lived to be 99 and a half, and as he aged, you know, I watched those. He was blessed in that he didn't lose all of his functioning. He actually had ice cream on the last day of his life. I figure any life that goes out with a bowl of ice cream on the last day is a pretty good one. But I watched how all those simple daily life activities got harder. You know, his sense of smell was fading, his eyesight faded many years before. So sometimes the joy is actually an attending to what's here for us that we often view as quite ordinary, that we take for granted. So as we meet joy this time around, one of the invitations is to look for the subtlety. And when we have a more settled body and a more settled mind, we often have more capacity to tune in to the subtle. So that's one way that I think equanimity or balance or stability of mind and body supports the experience and practice of joy. The other way that equanimity supports us, there's many ways, I'm going to spotlight these two. The other way I want to name today is found in that quality or flavor that we worked with last time of both and I pointed to it in the practice. Joy exists hand in hand with sorrow. Yeah, we don't have to wait for all the difficulty in our life to disappear. We don't have to get rid of all the challenges to have moments of celebration or contentment. We can have experiences that require our effort and simultaneously experience a quality of ease. So that capacity to take in the complexity of our lives, the complexity of a given moment, is part of the practice of joy. Joy can be explored and appreciated in many forms and flavors, and these are two that I want to invite us to reflect on together. So if you wish, in your small groups today, you might explore the relationship between joy and equanimity, and as you've known it, or one or more of these two flavors of joy, of the subtle or the simultaneous. And we'll take a little time together and maybe 6 minutes together, and I invite you to enjoy each other. Yeah, no worries. I just wanted to not have that end up on the recording. Well, welcome. Welcome back. So I'll just see if there's anything brief that feels like it wants to be shared. You know, this practice of joy is one that can be cultivated. And I don't know, we may stick with joy for another week because I think we can't get, you know, too much of it. So we might sort of linger in each of these heart qualities for, you know, couple of weeks, as long as they feel alive. So I thought I'd close with a poem that points to the joy in the ordinary. And it's a poem by Al Zolnias called The Zen of Housework. The Zen of Housework. I look over my shoulder, down my arms to where they disappear underwater into hands inside pink rubber gloves moiling among dinner dishes. My hands lift a wine glass, holding it by the stem and under the bowl. It breaks the surface like a chalice rising from a medieval lake. Full of the gray wine of domesticity, the glass floats to the level of my eyes. Behind it, through the window above the sink, the sun, among a ceremony of sparrows and bare branches, is setting in Western America. I can see thousands of droplets of steam, each a tiny spectrum, rising from my goblet of gray wine. They sway, changing direction constantly, like a school of playful fish, or like the sheer curtain on the window to another world. Ah, gray sacrament of the mundane. So, my wish for you this week might be to play with finding joy, appreciation, contentment, delight in the mundane. In that, we played a little bit a couple weeks ago with pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. And neutral is often territory we undervalue. And so you might bring the territory of neutral and the territory of joy together and just see what you discover, if it speaks to you. And maybe we'll play with another dimension of joy next week and see where it takes us. So, always a delight. Sweet. I'm glad